Many soldiers died in the Civil War to things considered benign today. Simple adjustments in sanitation and cleanliness were a big part of that story. Today we take a look back at battlefield medicine 150 years ago. You can hear our full series for a free download on the Scenicraft at AmericanCountryside.com. The American Countryside returns after this. All this week, we are in St. Joseph, Missouri, the city many know as the place the Pony Express began and Jesse James ended. Those sites certainly draw people here, but there's much more. Head to AmericanCountryside.com to learn 7 great reasons to see St. Joe. It's my list of favorite places for young and old alike. Plus, you'll be hearing our special series of features from the city and videos from some of the sites as well. You can find it all at AmericanCountryside.com. And while you're there, be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter so you can get all of the updates on how you can experience America.
It takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. And at the end of the day, the difference between a child becoming one or the other could be you. So United Way is asking you to make a pledge. Tutor a child who needs help. Mentor a kid who needs someone on their side. Volunteer to read to children. Because when a child advances, we all advance. Be a reader, tutor, or mentor. Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge now at liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Many of the killers in the Civil War were not bullets, but items not seen and not understood.
One of the big killers was dysentery. These guys, the armies would have to have a source of water, and they would pull up to a large stream. The first thing a lot of these guys do, they rank so bad that they would jump in the river and take a bath. Then the horses would get in there and cool down and drink.
Joe Houts is a local historian on the Civil War and knows much about this particular exhibit about Civil War medicine at the St. Joseph Museums.
Then they would set up their privy or latrines on the river so the whole camp could dump it into the stream. And then further down, they would pull their drinking and cooking water out. In one instance, I've seen where, there was 175 cases of dysentery all in one day.
On the battlefield, improved artillery inflicted more damage on soldiers. Doctors did use painkillers if possible, but didn't understand they might be killing more soldiers than they saved.
Whiskey was used to calm them down, but it was probably the worst thing you could do for someone that's going to get operated on, because it would raise your fever, your blood pressure, and things like that. If you'd look, a lot of the doctors would operate on the same table, wash off the blood, use the same knife repeatedly. This is how they died in mass infections.
There was often little that could be done, and the scenes were not pleasant.
Like at Gettysburg, you would see 6, 8 feet tall, 10 feet wide of just rolls of arms and legs that had been cut off. It was just ghastly. Way back then, we had such rudimentary methods of healing and curing and operating on people that you didn't have much choice.
This exhibit explores the life of Hout's great-great-grandfather and others who used the medical knowledge they had to help their cause in the Civil War. Traveling the countryside in St. Joseph, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.